Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Empowered Spirit Show with your host, Terry Ann Hyman, who is known for her teachings on tapping into the spirit. Join in and learn more about the energy of aligning with your deeper self. Tap into the intuitive energy of the angels, spirit guides, crystals, color, and light. Are you having trouble making decisions? Is your health acting up? Do you need a greater magnification of life to find your purpose? Call in for readings to catch your spirit, find your answers. Align with your highest vibration.
Well, hello, everyone. Welcome back to another episode of the Empowered Spirit Show. This is your host, Terry Ann Hyman, owner and founder of Natural Forces Studio, the Empowered Spirit Program, and the author of Confessions of a Shower Tapper, the ultimate guide to living your purpose with EFT. Wherever you are and whatever time of day it is that you're listening in, thank you. Thank you so much for taking the time for joining me and tuning in. I did want to let you know that if you're feeling a little lost in your life, or perhaps you just don't feel on track with your purpose, you can go to my website page, terryannhyman.com, and get a free assessment guide to empowering your spirit. What is stopping you from living your purpose? And if you are in need of some help, my Empowered Spirit Program can offer you some. It's a 90-day private mentoring program that helps connect you to your spirit, teaching you intuitive development tools, Reiki, creating new spiritual contracts for your life, and helping you find that new direction. You can find more information about this at empoweredspiritprogram.com website page. And I'd also like to invite you to my Facebook group, the Empowered Spirit Circle. It's a private group on Facebook. It's growing. We have lots of stuff in there, information, prayer work, energy work. Even today, I post a little EFT tapping routine to help us get out of that energy, exceptional, full moon, emotional energy. Yes. So only in there will you find some of this information. So come on over and join me in the Empowered Spirit Circle. So how is everyone today? It's so good to be back on the air. I took a little break in July, did a little traveling, hooked up with my kids, did a little growing, and went through a 60th birthday. Yes, lots of energy came up for me. And the only way to get through it is to move through it, to let go, to open up. So yes, I'm feeling really good, very empowered as I open up to all the energy that is around us right now. It's big out there. Everybody's been talking about all these eclipses. We've got the full moon today, lunar eclipse starting out. Yes, then we have the retrograde, Mercury retrograde, the big one coming. And then we have the one everybody's talking about, the American eclipse. What are they calling it? We're all going to see it. Well, most of us anyway, depending on what path it's taking. It's that new moon solar eclipse coming up. So what does all of this mean? Yes, it means that we need to process, we need to ground, we need to release the extra energy so that we can understand, so that we can harness. Last night on my Facebook Live, I do energy focus for the week. Yes, we drew some amazing cards, really helping us to look at exactly how we can tap into this cosmic energy going on right now. Yes, it was all about finding creative ways to use this emotional energy. All too often, we really can get bogged down with that emotional energy. But if we can begin to channel it for a higher good, for more creative energy, it can be very empowering. If we don't allow ourselves to get caught in those lesser vibrations, the fear, the worry, the anxiety. I know I got caught up in a little bit this morning, but I had to process. So yes, that's what we must do. It's time to shed an old skin. It really is. Shed a layer, open up to the new vibrations and build a foundation around that. That's exactly what the cards were about, helping us to understand better how we can harness this moon energy, the eclipse, all of it. It's like a roller coaster. It really is. But what I have found is that it's an awesome time to kind of jumpstart your work, to take that plunge, to take that next step, step it up a notch. I know most of you out there, you're working in the energy field that are listening today, are working in the energy field, you're doing something wholesome, holistic, creative, serving. Yes, this is exactly the time that all of us can step it up, open up to that higher vibration of where we are and who we are serving, and trust that as we step on the edge of all of this energy that we do open up, and that yes, this is the shift We all are wanting to help us move forward. And that's exactly what we're going to be talking about on the show today. Good vibrations. Yes, my guest today is Robert O. Williams. We're going to be talking about dimensions and vibrations and how we can use modern technology to help us find these vibrations, to fill that hum so that we can raise our spirits and empower us to do the work we're here to do in a healthy, wholesome, happy, joyous, loving manner. So before we bring Robert on, let's just take a moment and let's bring all of our energies in together. So wherever you are, if you can, close the eyes and just take a nice deep inhale. And as you exhale, let go of the morning running around, all that excess energy from the moon. Perhaps you've already had a few emotional outbursts today. But just take a time to breathe, to exhale out, to ground your energy, to become centered in your own spirit as we open up, calling in divine spirit, our masters, our teachers, the archangels, and our own spirit guides. We ask that they work with us and through us to surround us and protect us as we offer this work today. Opening up to the energy of the cosmos, honoring the moon, the sun, the earth, the stars, the planets, all around us. Here we are in the season of summer. In the direction of the south, we honor this. The days are warm. We grow, we learn, we mature. We find that fire. We honor the south, the west, the north, and the east. Above us, below us, right in the very center, asking for anything less than light to be gone. And only the highest vibrations be with us today as we offer this work. Opening up a little bit to the wisdom of the oracles. Drawing one more card to help us today on this beautiful full moon. Yes, the card is the observer. I love this. So often we're so caught up in our own world that it's hard to get a perspective. So today, chill, take a break, just observe where you are in life. It shows a picture of like a fox looking through a telescope up to the moon. How beautiful is that? How appropriate. So be the observer. Pull back a little bit. Witness where you are. Instead of having to be right in the middle, this will definitely help with that emotional energy many of us hold on to. Yes, the body is alive. The life body is full. So be an observer to what that energy holds for you and not get too caught up in it. Taking a nice deep inhale. And exhale, and just grounding that energy, coming back, opening up the eyes. Yeah. So Robert O. Williams, at a very young age, had the ability to see auras and the capacity for clairvoyance. He turned into the natural world the way not many others have. The natural world was Williams' muse as a young child, connecting with nature's spirits and a close spirit friend. However, with the onset of adolescence came the vanishing of these beings, resulting in William's anger, frustration, and serious and mysterious physical ailments. Music became an unexpected replacement. Playing the saxophone became an obsession. While in college, he was deeply touched by a photo of the Maharishi Mahesh Yogi that would forever change the course of his life. He decided to attend the Maharishi International University in Iowa. William's extraordinary talent playing the saxophone eventually landed him his dream job of touring with the Beach Boys. William's search for spirituality reached a pivotal moment when he learned that despite years of dedication to the saxophone, a physical disability would prevent him from extended periods of time from playing the instrument he loved. It was his search for the rekindling of a spirituality of his childhood and his love of music, quote, the carrier waves of pure heart love, unquote, that led him to discover TM, Transcendental Meditation. This discovery was crucial to the events that would happen next, nearly dying multiple times, clear vision and communication with his guru, revelations of sacred geometry, and travels through the dimensions. William's experiences fired his desire to bring to mankind the gift that he had discovered, and he realized that science knowledge of that interface between the physical and the metaphysical could be the realm that would speed mankind's move from fear to love. His tenacity and unwavering pursuit resulted in the quantum code technology, a breakthrough that is destined to have a profound impact on manifesting a better world. Robert is considered one of the world's foremost experts in subtle energy engineering and technology, and has worked with such scientific luminaries as Dr. William Tiller from Stanford, Dr. Beverly Rubick from Berkeley, Dr. Rustin Roy, Penn State, and Dr. Stuart Krasner, UC in Irvine. One of the things he has been working on is developing a proven technology to strengthen our physical hearts, as well as serve in the awakening of our spiritual hearts. He is raising consciousness through technology. His book, Love is Power, is one man's journey to heal the heart of humanity. Love is power. Isn't that pretty amazing? So let's bring Robert on and talk to him.
Hi,
Robert.
Good morning. Hey, good morning to you. It's a privilege to be on your show.
Oh, thank you so much for coming. Yes, I really appreciate it. Your work has been quite amazing. I really appreciated a lot of what you say. I imagine we're the same age because I could so relate to the generations and the time periods that you've gone through and what you talk about in your book. Very amazing. Definitely. So quite some life to have a couple of near deaths, to go through that physical ailments, to take you away from something you so loved. But I guess as life does, it brings us our lessons and takes us on a path, right?
Indeed. And even though perhaps my experiences or my stories are unusual and certainly there are odd twists and turns in my history, it's not so much about the stories that we have or the events. It's about how we were able to respond to those, or how we are responding to those impressions from life. And so your introduction was very, very kind. The purpose that I've taken on is really a collective consciousness project, and so I'm just one part of that. And we are all doing this together, whether we know it or not. And we can talk more about that if you'd like.
Yes, I definitely want to talk about this. I want to kind of start with your book, though. Let's just talk about your book.
Sure.
A little bit. And there's just so many different concepts. And I guess it all is about raising consciousness through it. One of the things that I love so much about the book is that you do describe your life. And when things happen to us, especially physical illnesses, we have to look beneath the surface, right? And many times it's a hard lesson. And then we start to break through. And I think that's kind of what you started to discover, was these different layers of dimension and these different vibrations. I love how you kind of related it back to the good vibrations, right, from your days there with the Beach Boys. But I think, as you said, you know, right now, really, which I really applaud you for, because it's not holding on to the past. It's not holding on to the things that happened, but how can I take what I've learned? And I think that's the point of your book, right? How can I take what I learned and bring it out into the collective consciousness of everyone? So I love that.
Absolutely.
About the point.
Yeah. So a couple points here. I love the name of your show called The Empowered Spirit. And the word power is involved with spirit. And where is that spirit? All of your listeners know the spirit is not outside of ourselves. It's not here or there. It's actually our very essence. And we can extend the definition of spirit to include just the holistic opportunity we have as human beings. One of the things that I found is that in addition to our spirit influencing everything, and it goes on for all kinds of dimensions, in different dimensions, and it's very complex. Also, the environment that we live in and the conditions that were set up in a mysterious way for our own bodies, for our own families, for our own particular stories, as we say, they also affect each current moment. They also affect who we are in each, or our ability to be whole. So one of the things that I realized in my journeys in other dimension is that we can actually use technology and use our own hearts to clarify the relationship between our greater potential as spirit and our breath by breath moment of aliveness. So as we move forward with our understanding of who we are, that will more and more reveal that it's always been there. It's just that it's been clouded over. It's been the environmental conditions haven't been right and all kinds of factors, but it's a releasing, or it's a an act of attention on now on those little rays of light that keep shining through the darkness if we're in a dark time.
And, I love that.
And yeah, and then keeping our attention with love on those rays of light, and so you're right. The spirit will be more and more empowered as we use our attention very, very gently in many cases to see that consciousness is raising in spite of the turmoil and emotional and physical difficulties we're going in.
It is. Yes.
Right now.
Definitely. And one of the things in your book that I could really appreciate is when you did start talking about the different layers of consciousness, the different dimensions. I mean, you mentioned waking state. Not many people do know what that means. I kind of know about it because I studied a meditation technique very similar. It came out of transcendental meditation, the Ashaya's Ascension. I practiced it daily.
Mm-hmm.
Gosh, this weekend was probably about 5 hours daily, let me tell you. But anyway,
wow.
The waking state, and most people kind of don't recognize that level right there. And that's a vibration, too, that we all are falling sometimes consciously unaware of, that we're into this waking state where we're just going around and living on the surface and keeping up with the Joneses and falling into the political environment. That's that waking state. And you do talk about it very well in the book and describe it for us. And then we start looking into these other dimensions, these other layers. I guess there's kind of two ways of looking at it, right? The other layers, so we start looking at the brain technology, because you're dealing with technology, right? So when we start meditating, we start changing that waking state. We start going into the different levels of the brain and start bringing in us to other levels that are either, you know, the sleep level or the conscious level of active meditation. You know, we get into that. And then we start moving into those dimensions. And I think that's exactly understanding that. For many people that don't understand those different dimensions, this book will very much help them. And then once you can understand that, then your app is just really, it blows my mind away that we have this availability. Definitely. So I wanted to get kind of in that, I wanted to let people know that they could read in your book about the different levels and the different dimensions, because I think that sometimes the app can then get lost if we don't understand that. Is that true? Have you noticed that?
Certainly, yeah. Experience and knowledge go together, and if we don't have knowledge or information to substantiate or to allow the mind some position for whatever experience we're having, then we actually can't evolve as fast. We have an experience, we don't know what it's about, and we contract from it, or we fear it, or we resist it. But you're right, there's a lot in my story that we are all experiencing more and more these days, and the main knowledge that accompanies these experiences are, there's a couple main points. One is that our hearts are actually waking up collectively, our heart chakras, and along with our heart chakras and the other chakras and all the different components of holistic life, our bodies are actually raising vibrationally. And so each cell is beginning to shed its old skin and create a new skin to sustain and to more clearly transduce this higher vibrational consciousness. Why is it happening now? It's actually just a simple phase of humanity's evolution. And so when I like using the analogy of the rose bush, at the state of the seed, You know, it doesn't look anything like the rose, doesn't even look anything like the leaf, but there's the seed, and it has all the information required for all the different phases of development for that rose. And nature is in charge of that. Nature's in charge. I mean, we can assist, we can also mess it up, but nature has that information, that intelligence. And so when the serious time is right, the seed breaks away, the sprout comes out. So in each of these, what we call phase transitions, there is a increase of disorder. The boundaries begin to break, literally in the seed. You know, the seed breaks, it weakens, and the life force of something that has been passive or latent, if you will, for a long period of time is activated. And so that sprout inside the seed breaks open its current condition, and then, you know, the seed recycle, I mean, the surface of the seed recycles, and the sprout comes up, all governed by nature. So in that very sense, our own awakening is a fundamental aspect of nature's evolution within our own human race, within the planet itself. And so there is a part that will feel like a certain boundary is breaking, a certain condition or a certain belief structure or a certain physical structure that we have lived for a long enough time to believe that this is kind of me, this is who we are, this is who I am, you know, this and that, thoughts, emotions, physical sensations. But there's this force in, there's this gentle but very powerful spirit of humanity that is, let's just say, it won't allow the seed to just stay the seed. It has to get the plant growing. It's built in the blueprint of humanity. So what is the environmental aspect? I call it the season of awakening. Humans have lived a long time relative to complete history. It's a very, very little small bit of time. But we have a history of the development of human potential. And then what is unique about humans, and this is what I hold precious, and I think most of your listeners understand, that we also have the gift of participating with our own awakening. We have this free will. We have the ability. We're not just like a plant that's being governed by laws. We are governed by those same laws, but we have the conscious choice to participate one way or the other with our own awakening process, individually and globally. So the rose bush has to go through its phases, and then prior to each phase change, there's an increase of disorder. That's just how it works. There's an increase, so the stem, let's say we're at the stem level of development of a rose plant. So it's stem, it's got the sap in the middle and the green. It's also a paradigm of photosynthesis. The plant gives out oxygen, it receives carbon dioxide, and it's part of the ecosystem. So, but then there's an increase of chaos. The cells of that stem begin to become disordered. And if you were to just not know what was happening, you'd say, oh my God, everything's breaking down. This plant must be dying. You know, the cells are all disordered. There was this continuity and stability prior to this little point, but now everything's going crazy. What's happening is that leaf is now going through its biggest leap of transformation, creates a bud, and then the actual rose flower springs out of that. And the blueprint was always there. The blueprint for each one of these developmental realities was there for the seed, the sprout, the stem, the leaves, the different changes, and then the final transformation for that plant of the flowering. The paradigms shift as well. The plant flower, the rose, beautiful rose flower that we see and smell, no longer gives out oxygen, no longer takes in carbon dioxide like the green part did. It actually has a whole other function, a whole other relationship with the universe. That is inevitable for human beings. Yes. That blossoming of our next highest level of potential is built into the blueprint, built into the information fields of earth. Our bodies are of the earth. Our spirits are integrated with that. And this change, this revolutionary change is upon us right now. It's been prophesized in a lot of different indigenous religions. It's in the Vedas. So in a sense, the attitude that we have to work our butts off to get somewhere, to get into a higher state of consciousness, or really, really struggle with this and that, that's part of the old paradigm. And any technique that we can involve aspect of our being that is effortless is probably more valuable now than ever before. So letting go is an effortless, you know, we can't like, I'm definitely going to let go. We can have that resistance to anything, and that's part of it. But when there is that surrender of the moment and surrender of resistance and surrendering of the emotions that are frustrated because we're not moving as fast enough or we're in pain or somebody's in pain, there's a certain place involved with that reality that is calling out for surrender. It's calling out for a release of resistance because the natural laws cannot come in through our will. They cannot come in through a previous paradigm. They cannot come in through a previous state of consciousness. They come in, they are coming in through our next highest level of good, our next highest level of life.
Yeah. And so I know you weren't really going here.
Yeah.
I was going to jump in because... go ahead. Okay,
go ahead. Go ahead, Terry. Yep.
No, I was just going to jump in because I know you weren't really going here, but you're describing exactly what is going on in our political scene today, in our country here today, all this disorder that's coming about and all this... You know, really all this stuff that has to fall away. And that's exactly what you're describing, so that we can raise the consciousness of our own country to start with, but everywhere, all around us. And that's a great example that gives me hope to, you know, continue doing this work I'm doing. Don't give up. Keep getting out there and keep standing for this vibration that's coming forward. And even though people can't see it, doesn't mean it's not real. I mean, I read somewhere the other day, 96% of the universe is invisible. Hello. Right.
Right.
So it's really trusting that the work that we're doing for all of us out there that are in this field and doing this kind of work, just to keep doing it and keep working with the vibrations that are coming forward and to help us understand that better. And I thought that was a perfect, you know, it's that letting go. It's that disorder that you were talking about with that rose. It's like, okay, all this is coming apart. Yes. But it's going to be up to us to step in with nature, with that free will, with that ability to help make this shift possible and believe it and know it and trust it. I love the way that you described that. It got me very excited to hear you talk about it as well. Yeah, definitely.
Nature is who we are. The laws of nature are ingrained in every single atom of our being. And the laws of nature are responding and are actually governing seasonal changes. Actual seasonal changes, we have the four seasons and different effects for each season. And we have
even the energy of today. I mean the eclipse and the full moon and the energy of in 2 weeks. I mean none of this, right? It's all perfect. It's all divine planning as you're talking about. It really is as we're moving through this.
Exactly. And we are overall we're transiting phases of consciousness. We're in this season of the heart. And the heart chakra is a medium. It is a construct of energy that is able to reconcile polarities. This is a big deal. Reconciliation of polarities. Let me give you a few examples. In my story, I go through the death portal. My body was not alive according to conventional medical terms. The heart and breath had stopped. So there is death, there's life, there's pain, there's happiness, there's sorrow, and our consciousness is confronted with the dilemma of our hope and desires for happiness and our understanding and acceptance that there is horrible suffering still happening on the planet. And we've all suffered to a certain degree, some of us more than others. So how can we reconcile this? There's so many bad things going on, and there's so much abuse and cruelty still happening. When will this polarity merge into something greater? First of all, the heart has to reconcile that. Our own hearts have to reconcile that. And that is a process of letting go of the resistance to grieve, letting go of the resistance to pain, if possible. And it's also a letting go of the resistance that there is a larger power that, or a larger force. And I'm not talking about a big guy up in the sky with a beard, but I'm talking about actual laws that have been programmed and have been latent for so long that are now starting to be active. And these are the, and so that dilemma becomes reconciled at first in our own true natures while the polarities are still happening. That's just part of the plan. So it's not that one morning we're going to wake up and nobody's suffering and everybody's happy. We will reach a place where suffering will be a thing of the past, and I've seen that blueprint. But in this transition, we'll begin to understand holistically that polarities exist for a while, and then they exist for a relationship that can be obtained through the heart that can reconcile both, and so that we can be fully alive, fully loving, fully receiving and giving and enjoying, and we can be fully aware that there's also pain and suffering. Each of those polarities become, in a sense, less than the whole, and the heart sees that always. So the heart can understand those polarities and live fully in both, but always that empowered spirit is the essence that will never perish, that will never be overshadowed for very long, let's say, by either or polarity. And that is the blossoming of humanity. It is actual mechanical, frequency-based phenomenon that no matter where we are on the planet, who we are, what we've been through, it is the bell, like you rang in the beginning of your show, the bells are going off. Now, that's a good example, because that tuning bell is always ready to go off, right? Your tuning bowl, right, or whatever you rang,
right,
in, Terry.
It's right now.
It's got that frequency, but you're not hitting it. So it's latent. We don't hear it, but it's always been there. What my analogy is. So these frequencies in nature have always been there, and now they're starting to ring, and now we're starting to respond, and now Terry Ann has her show on the radio, and you, the listener, is being motivated just in a slightly different way than the past. We're responding to this innate intelligence that's ringing us into this new dawn of consciousness.
Definitely. So you talk about these programs coming forward that have been there, and now they're just starting to come out. And it definitely directly affects those vibrations. So I'm just thinking that we're going to, the codes that you talk about is kind of where you're going with this, with the program that's in there in nature and coming forward and that are being activated at this time. So before we talk a little bit about the codes, let's just mention a little bit about that scale of consciousness. When we talk about the fear and the shame and the worry, that is on a lower vibration on the scale. And I've looked at, I've studied the work of David Hawkins, Dr. David Hawkins, so I can understand that. So if you're listening and you don't quite understand, you can also look a little bit there besides the book here to some of that reference. But when we start to get into happiness and joy and love and peace, that's on the higher end of those scales. That's the higher vibration that the bowls, as he's mentioning about, the tones and the frequency, that's where we're going with all of this, right?
Yep.
Isn't that where we're talking about?
Yes, and eventually we go off the scale and we're free from anything, but we can come back and have that pure joy and happiness and those higher vibrational attributes of humanness. Yeah, absolutely. We're going there, and that will be the environment as this consciousness continues to break the old boundaries and stabilize itself in a new world or new society, I shouldn't have said that. That has all kinds of connotations in the world. But
right.
But let's just say, you know, the blossoming, a horticulturist or a gardener knows that he's planted the seeds many times of roses or any plant, and he's seen the whole system work, and he's seen the flower, and he knows the different phases, and he knows what to do at each phase. You know, a little bit more water, a little bit less water, just letting go and letting its process. But with humans, we have not seen this next phase. We don't have a file for it, at least in our really recent memories. So we don't know how humanity is going to look when the heart is awakened for enough people. But it will be better. It has to be better. It's programmed in. That's the exciting part. So there's a dawn. We've been in darkness. We've been at nighttime, let's just say, for a long time. We've learned how to live at nighttime. We have flashlights. We can dance, we can sing, we can still, you know, enjoy the spirit in our own simplicity of life, even when the sun's not out. Literally, we've learned how to do that. But now, when these new rays of consciousness or this new higher frequency is being activated everywhere, we will become accustomed to that, and the symptoms will be unexplained joy, spontaneous love,
mm-hmm.
spontaneous laughter, spontaneous, not in a crazy way, but just at a depth of reality, the truth of life will begin to reveal itself. And we've always had it. And that will allow these spontaneous glances that we have into each other's eyes, and we see it. It's almost a piece of art that's unfolding, and it's difficult to categorize it analytically, but it is happening, and that's why your show and your listeners, all that we have to do is continue on with our attention in those areas of awakening.
Yeah, we do. You know, I was working with a client the other day, and part of my work involves Reiki energy. So Reiki is a vibration as well. And she's like, well, what do I do while you're doing this? You know, like, I don't want to be thinking the whole time. It's like, see if you can find the hum. See if you can find that vital force that moves through us and tune into the hum. And then afterwards, she's like, yeah, that really helped. I was able to get out of the mind, that lower vibration, and raise up to that higher, that humming that's running through me. And that's part of what you're talking about, is tuning into those higher vibrations. And some of these modalities are helping us to find those vibrations and know what they feel like. But I think, as you're also intimating here, is that, yes, as humanity awakes and as more of us get into doing this kind of work and really opening up and really bringing these vibrations and resonating with it, then we're going to help the others to move up there too, which is exactly in line with what your 1% is. So let's talk a little bit about your 1% project that you're doing, and then move into the Heart app, how that ties in with that too.
Cool. Good question, Terry. So there is a phenomenon in nature. We talked about nature's intelligence. There's a phenomenon that when the time is right, there's a small percentage of systems that begin to change their level of order in any larger system. There's only a small percentage that's needed to affect the entire system. Here's an example. Laser beams are created with random photons. Random photons are like incandescent light. They just, you know, they're random. They're everywhere. But if a physicist gets just 1% of those photons, he or she doesn't add any photons to this source of light. He just creates a harmonic wave or a harmonious wave structure, and the waves follow each other and become the same or similar with only 1% of those photons, the whole 99% are affected. And a laser beam comes, which is 100 million times as powerful. So there's a hint with the caterpillar. It just takes 1% of those cells to go forward into the new field of information, and then the chrysalis and the butterfly happens. So our theory is that if we get 1% of humanity to function more from their heart chakras, to function in a community, because we're all connected anyway, but what enhances and what enlivens our connectivity, our connectedness, is to know. I mean, there is something unique about humans. We actually like to know who's in our family, and we like to belong to a community of like-minded and like-hearts individuals. So, and communities then have collective power. So James Twyman, who wrote the foreword to my book, did wonderful experiments where he would take a bunch of people and create meditation groups.
Yes.
And those groups, being coherent with themselves, would affect world politics and world situations.
Yes, he was praying in Israel, and he was praying all over. Yes, I was part of those groups. Yes, I was definitely a big follower of
there
James Twyman when he was
there
starting out. I know exactly what you're talking about.
1% is about 70 million people. That's only 1%. Sounds like a lot. But if we can harness a community of the 1%, 70 million people, we thought, how are we going to do that? How are we going to do that? You know, that's not an easy thing. Well, there's about almost a billion cell phones, or there soon will be. And it's just an ironic thing that we haven't evolved as humans with another leg or another arm or another eye. We've evolved with this thing called a cell phone or the digital age is a more accurate. Digitally, we are connected with, you know, Facebook and all these different ways we can find anybody on the planet if they have that receiver instantly. And so, in a sense, the digital world has evolved because of our evolutionary calling to be connected to each other. So we have that technology, and there's debates how good that technology is for humans, et cetera. But what we actually found is that if we let me back up a second. So there's the hypothesis. If we can connect 1% of the population through an app on the cell phone or through an organization that knows that we are all in this together, that our mission is to raise consciousness, to improve the quality of life. Very simple, very important, very basic. Raise consciousness. Then we'll see a change one way or the other. That's the hypothesis. So back when I was having near-death experiences and in and out of higher dimensions, I actually saw at a certain level, certain domain, I saw beautiful geometric shapes. They look very artistic. I saw mandalas, and mandalas are kind of circular always, and they have different geometries inside, triangles and geometries. I saw a bunch of those. I saw 108 of those symbols, those geometric configurations. And it turns out, after I saw that, it turns out that they're in most of the indigenous religions in their art, in these even cave drawings, and in Sanskrit mandalas, and in Cherokee Indian art. They're part of us. That's why they come out into art from our subconscious, you could say, at the time. So these 108 frequencies, or these 108 codes, or 108 mandalas, are the actual tuning forks, like your tuning fork, for raising consciousness for humanity. They're the actual fields of information, blueprints, that will awaken. It's like time to wake up. We hear those tones. They are everywhere in nature. So when you walk down by the beach, or on the beach, walk by the ocean, or in a forest, or in some natural environment, you'll feel those codes more than ever. And often we just take a little vacation, we walk out in nature, and we feel more inspired to do something and
right.
do something to help each other, to enjoy life. So what we figured out with the help of really smart, brilliant people, William Tiller at Stanford and others, how to capture those codes and send them over digital mechanics so that each cell phone can receive them. And so you have to go just like to get an app game from Apple Store or Google. You go there, you download this Heart Plus, H-E-R-T, H-E-A-R-T, plus the plus symbol. And for $1.90, I think it is, one-time fee, you get the app on your cell phone, and you become part of this community. So that's all you're not required to do anything else. In addition, what's so cool, what is really the best thing that we found, is that Beverly Rubik from the University of California, Berkeley, did a 2-year study on the app. People with cell phones with the Live app, people with cell phones with the placebo app, they looked the same. And it turns out that using the app over a short amount of time actually strengthens our physical hearts. This is physical. This is our real beating heart here. It relieves stress on the heart. That was published earlier this year in a medical journal, peer-reviewed, that heart rate variability and stress went down by about 30% with people using the cell phone with the app. So that's kind of a really cool side effect. We'll live longer, and all the different things that are related to stress in our lives are...
So all you have to do is purchase the app and just turn it on. That's all you have to do.
All you got to do.
That's amazing. That's great research. That's amazing. Yeah.
So the Apple Store, the Google Store, or loveisthepower.com. And then also what's fun is that you'll see San Francisco has 0.2% of the population with this app. Detroit has 0.4%. And we're going to start measuring quality of life indexes. And it's kind of a fun little competition. Who can get to 1% the quickest? And what, like James Twyman did, what kind of change will happen? Hospital visits, crime rates, level of happiness, like that. So
love it.
It's a way to just do whatever we're doing and stay plugged into this aspiration of raising consciousness.
Yeah, I love it. And I love that commitment to being that 1% to help others. Yes. So I'm hoping that if you're listening or coming in later listening too, check it out and really commit to being that 1%, because that's huge. That's a huge amount of, you know, as you said, the small amount helping affect the rest. And I think we can do that. I really do. And I think we're needed at this time. It just reinforces my why at this time to help be part of that change and helping to really uncover, like you said, you know, it's there. It's just laying underneath. And we just have to help bring it forward. And as we raise our own consciousness, that's what's going to help change all those around us. Definitely. I love the theory. I love the research that you have behind it, too. Very fascinating. Excellent. Very good. Yes, definitely.
We all did this together, though.
Well, as you said that, yes.
Yeah,
because as you're measuring the results, so you're bringing in and you're helping to raise the different cities in the different areas. And I think that's just so amazing to do that, because I think it helps us. I know it helps me to feel supported in the work I do, to continue talking about this work, to know that science is right behind us in what we're doing. For so long, science really wasn't there for us, and now it is. You know, all the neuroscience we're seeing now. So even listening to this, it just makes me feel so much more empowered to get out there and continue to do the work I do, knowing that even my small percentage does make a difference. Yes. It does.
It certainly does.
So I thank you for your work, definitely. So we're coming around here to the end, and I just wanted again to remind everybody that you can find his book, Love is the Power. You can get the app, Heart Plus app, on iTunes or on Google. Download it. Read the book, really. I mean, I'm fascinated. He really describes the levels of consciousness. He describes the dimensions, first dimension, second dimension. We're moving towards fifth dimension. All these dimensions, he describes it in his book and talks about it through his life story. Very fascinating work, Robert. I wish you all the best with this, and I definitely join you in that 1%, and I hope those listening will do the same. Definitely.
Wonderful, Terry. Thank you again for having me on your show, and I feel the movement that you've created it's an honor. It's an honor to be part of this and to
yes.
join with others like you. It's very, very important at this time.
Yes, you speak
you.
My language. I love it. I understand you, definitely. And also, I did want to mention quickly, because we're going to have you back on, because you're also working with a water project. And I just wanted to put that little seed of information back on there, because that's a whole conversation into itself. So definitely, everybody, you can plan to have Robert back on, and we're going to talk about his water project, which is also working with codes and vibrations to help the water that we're all drinking, right, and that we need.
Yep.
Yeah, definitely. Well, thank you again for joining us here at the Empowered Spirit Show, and I appreciate your work, and good luck with it. Have a great day. Enjoy this full moon.
Thank you. Yeah, I will, Terry, and you too. Thank you again.
Thanks
to all your viewers.
Thank you to your spirit.
Bye-bye.
All right. Such fascinating work. It definitely speaks my language. I highly recommend it. He talks about emotional energy. He talks about the layers of consciousness. He talks about the golden age. Really, sometimes it's hard to find work out there that really helps us to understand more and more of some of the practices that we're doing, like Reiki, like pranic healing, like touch therapy, all of this. And it really talks about the vibration. So do check it out. You can find it on healtheworldproject.com, or you can find it on loveispower.com, or one spelled out one08.net. There we go. All right. So let's just take a nice deep inhale. Coming back, let all this information settle. Grounding the energy. And for a moment, dropping into your own heart right now. Where is that vibration for you? What do you resonate with right in this very moment? Is it the love and the joy and the effortlessness in your life? Or is it the stress and the fear? Where can you let that go? Love is one of the highest vibrations around. It is a power. It is a force. It is the ultimate purpose of humanity. To realize love. That was from Robert O. Williams' book. The ultimate purpose of humanity is to realize love. Taking a nice deep inhale and exhale. So I'll be back next week. We're going to have Lori Zielinski back, Z Girl. She's going to be talking astrology, the Lion's Gate, the stars, the moons, the sun, all the information. She's got a lot of information to share with us. So join us next week on the Empowered Spirit Show. We'll be back 12 Central Time. And let's see what else is going on for me this month. Meetup, Awake Beham. Yes, it's a movement starting here with all the holistic energy healers, workers around Birmingham. We'll be meeting the last Thursday of the month. You can find that on meetup.com. So join me in that as well. So again, thank you so much for listening. Robert, thank you for being with us. Have a great week. Stay grounded. Don't let the emotional body outweigh the rest. Align the physical, the spiritual, the mental, the emotional, and open up your heart. This is your host, Terry Ann Hyman. Thank you again for joining me on the Empowered Spirit Show. I'll be back next week. Have a great one. To your spirit. Namaste.